بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يقوم من الليل حتى تتفطر قدماه، فقلت له: لما تصنع هذا يا رسول الله وقد غفر الله لك ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر؟ قال: أفلا أحب أن أكون عبدا شكورا؟ متفق عليه. Continuing with the hadith, the discussion of which we began yesterday, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha describes that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to stand at night in salah until his mubarak feet used to swell. As we mentioned, that the domestic life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the life behind the doors, the closed doors of the home, a glimpse into this and a very clear an explicit understanding of this we acquire from the narrations given by the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, particularly Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. She described the night of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the manner in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to exert himself in tahajjud salah for long, long hours at night. In fact, this is attested to by the Quran also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna rabbaka ya'lamu annaka taqumu adna min thuluthay al-layl wa nisfahu wa thuluthahu wa ta'ifatun min alladhina amanu ma'ak. That verily your Rabb knows. Allah ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, Inna rabbaka ya'lam. That verily your Rabb knows, annaka taqum, that you, my Nabi, are standing in tahajjud salah at night. Allah ta'ala says, Min adna min thuluthay al-layl, that at times almost two-thirds of the night you spend in the tahajjud salah, or sometimes half the night, or sometimes one-third of the night. Now if you have to consider this, for example, if you take the winter months, if the night is 12 hours long, Allah Ta'ala is referring to the tahajjud salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah is saying that, my Nabi, you are standing almost two-thirds of the night, that is almost 7 to 8 hours of the night Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stand on the musalla in the tahajjud salah. And this is why Aisha radiallahu anha says, Hatta tatafattara qadama, until the mubarak feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would begin to swell. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said with regards to tahajjud salah, he said, Inna shahwati fi qiyam al-layl. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept my shahwat, Allah has kept my ecstasy, Allah has kept my enjoyment in tahajjud salah, in standing at night in salah before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We mentioned many times previously that this is something that we should endeavor to incorporate and bring into our lives, this quality of tahajjud salah, of being regular with our tahajjud salah. Ulama say, hiya da'bu saliheen, that this is the special habit of the saliheen, that is the pious and the true friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some section of the night is given for tahajjud salah. Allah describes the night in the Quran also, tatajafa junubuhum anil madaji'a يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. That who are the Ibadur Rahman, the friends of Allah, the true slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their backs are separated from their beds. تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعَ. Unfortunately today, the condition of the ummah is such that our backs are separated from our beds at night. But long, long hours with the internet, long, long hours with the shaitan box, long, long hours with instruments of haram. Allah Ta'ala says, my friends are those, their backs are separated from their beds, they are awake, but not with those activities, but يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا, begging their Allah with khawf, with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the shauq of Jannat, with the fear of Jahannam. This is how some section of the night has to be given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from this we see the capacity. That's why we mentioned that Imam Nawawi rahimullah brings this hadith under the chapter Mujahada. This shows the capacity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to exert himself in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where Allah is saying, Adana min thuluthay layl, almost two-thirds of the night, my Nabi, you spend in tahajjud salah. And alladhina amanu ma'ak, Allah ta'ala says that those who bring iman with you, that is the sahaba also, they also endeavored to emulate the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But obviously, the capacity of the Sahaba was not there on the level of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala who says that sallaytu ma'an nabiyyi sallallahu alaihi wasallam dhat laylatin. He says, one night Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in tahajjud salah. So I decided to follow him. I stood behind him in tahajjud salah. فَقَامَ تَوِيلًا He said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stood for so long in tahajjud salah, حَتَّى هَمَمْتُ بِأَمْرٍ سُوءٍ He says, until an evil intention entered my heart. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I decided to follow him in tahajjud salah, but he was standing for so long, that until an evil intention entered my heart. So they asked him, that what was the evil intention that entered your heart? He said, "Hamamtu an aq'uda wa ada'ahu." That the intention entered my heart that let me break this namaz and leave him now. So long Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stood in tahajjud salah. Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, famous hadith, where he says, one night I stood behind Nabi, sallaytu khalfan Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam dhata laylatin. He says, one night I stood in front of, behind Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in tahajjud salah. Faftataha al-Baqara. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam started reciting Surah Baqara in his tahajjud salah. So he says, in my heart, qultu, I said to myself, yarkau indal miyah. That he, after 100 verses, he will go into ruku'. Thumma madha. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed the 100 verse mark. So he said, I thought in my heart again, yusalli biha fi raka'atin. That perhaps Surah Baqara, almost 2.5 juz, 2.5 para of the Quran, he says, I thought to myself, maybe Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will divide it, half in this rakat, half in the next rakat. Thumma madha. He said, the halfway mark passed also. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam finished the whole of Surah Baqarah. Thumma madha. He carried on. Faftataha an-nisa. He started Surah Nisa. Thumma madha. He carried on. He finished Surah Nisa. Faftataha ala Imran. He started Surah ala Imran. He said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam completed Surah ala Imran also. What is this? This is almost 1/5 of the Quran. 1/5 of the Quran in one rakat. And how was he reading? Not like you and I. He said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was reading yaqra'u mutarassilan. He was pausing and reading. He was reading slowly. إِذَا مَرَّ بِآيَةٍ فِيهَا تَسْبِيحٌ سَبَّحَ وَإِذَا مَرَّ بِتَعَوُّذٍ تَعَوَّذَ When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed a verse in which there was the praise of Allah mentioned, he made tasbih, he praised Allah. When he passed a verse of Jahannam, he sought protection from Jahannam. He made dua, Ya Allah, protect me from Jahannam. If he passed a verse of Jannat, he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannat. Reading slowly, pausing, making tasbih, making dua, like this 1/5 of the Quran in one rakat of tahajjud salah. And then what happens? He says, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam goes into ruku' and he started reciting Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. فَكَانَ رُكُوعُهُ نَحْوًا مِّن قِيَامِهِ He says the length of the ruku' was as long as the qiyam. Then he said, سَمِيَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدًا He stood in coma as long as the ruku'. Then he went into sajda and he said the sajda was as long as the coma. He is describing one rakat of tahajjud salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was the capacity which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to exert himself. Now obviously, you and I, we are not required to read that long tahajjud salah, but at least, if this is something that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam adhered to every night of his life, Aisha wa Madar radiallahu anhu is describing, kana yakumu min al-layl hatta tatafattara qadama. My Nabi used to stand in tahajjud salah until his mubarak feet used to swell. At least some portion of the night. At least some portion of the night we can endeavor to emulate and bring alive this great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amongst the great benefits, ulama ikram mentioned, the first fundamental benefit of tahajjud salah is that the du'as are readily accepted at the time of tahajjud salah. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, famous hadith, yanzilu rabbuna, تبارك وتعالى حين يبقى ثلث الليل الآخر that when the last third of the night comes, Allah descends, a descension in keeping with His greatness, and Allah calls out. Allah calls out in the last third of every night. هل من سائل فأعطيه سؤلا Is there anyone that has something to ask from me so that I may grant it? So this is the time when du'as are accepted. It's mentioned about the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam when Yusuf alayhi salam sends his shirt back to his father. And Yaqub alayhi salam says that I have got the smell of Yusuf. And they said, what is wrong with you? You've gone back to the old problem. Yusuf is no longer here. When the shirt is revealed and the eyesight, by him placing it on his face, miraculously the eyesight of Yaqub alayhi salam is restored. At that time, the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam turned to the father and they said, Oh father, Ya Abana, istaghfir lana dhunubana. Inna kunna khati'in. That, oh, our father, ask Allah to forgive us. We've realized our wrong. Inna kunna khatin. We did wrong. Ask Allah to forgive us. What was the response of Yaqub alayhi salam? He said, Sofa astaghfiru lakum rabbi. Soon I will ask Allah to forgive you. One of the tafsir or one of the commentaries of this ulama give, why did Yaqub alayhi salam not immediately make dua for the maghfirat of his sons? He said, soon I will ask. They said that Yaqub alayhi salam said this because he was delaying his dua for the time of tahajjud. That because that is the time when Allah will readily accept. And Nabi is saying, I will delay my dua till that time. So ulama say one of the benefits of bringing this quality of tahajjud salah in our lives is that this is the time when duas are readily accepted. And the second benefit, there are many, many benefits. But a lot of us complain, in the day I feel tired, in the day I feel lethargic, in the day I feel lazy. Ulama say that one of the benefits of being regular with tahajjud salah is that naturally Allah will make you more alert and Allah will make you more energetic during the day. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.